You are listening to The Breakfast Show with Jerry D, a Cool FM and Panama Broadcasting Corporation production.
The Breakfast Show, better than coffee.
Yes, indeed. A very good morning, boys and girls, and welcome to Thursday's Breakfast Show with me, Jerry D, here on 89.3 Cool FM. Time, if you're keeping an eye on the time right now, about a minute and a half exactly after the hour of 7 o'clock. It is the 4th of January as well, and got a good birthday for you this morning. Probably considered by many to be the greatest and most influential scientist who ever lived. 1643, he was born. His name was Sir Isaac Newton, an English physicist, mathematician, astronomer, natural philosopher, alchemist, and a theologian as well. So it's his birthday today, Sir Isaac Newton.
Good morning, world.
Here comes the sun. Here comes the sun.
Morning in the morning.
Morning.
Buenos días en la mañana.
That mission will start in 5 seconds from now. 5, 4, 3, 2, 1,
The best place to be in the mornings.
The Breakfast Show with Jerry D.
Watching you play your favorite song, shutters down, headphones on. I want the world to know my pain. You play a cold game, wounded soul by polar tears. Whisper your name so no one hears. I'll be the mirror of all you fear. I play a slow game. I could use a little morning silence. Just be worth that echo in my heart. I could use a little morning silence. Silence is
Tell you what, you can't say we're not cultured on this program. Cool. 4.5 minutes of it. More Than Silence comes from Culture Club. 7 minutes after the hour of 7 o'clock.
Trying to make his point there, said Bobby Brown.
and it's his prerogative.
I'm lying in an empty.
This is Bunkerman and Happiness.
Trying to figure out just what to do.
Which we wish you today.
About you. It's like staring at the subway signs. Wondering the path that I should choose. Would I choose?
There we go. Happiness, as I say, what we wish you for this Thursday from Funkerman. Who is Funkerman, I hear you ask? Well, born in 1975 in Breda in the Netherlands, is a Dutch house DJ, record producer and a remixer who runs the record label Flamingo Records with Ralph Jansen and a guy called Freddy Legrand. So there we go. That's it. And I'll tell you what, we're just a few seconds right now. After 15 minutes after the hour of 7 o'clock. So, yes, it's that time. Out with the soap. Tell you what, my sister-in-law gave us a very nice shower gel for Christmas. Really nice. I'm enjoying that. Thank you, Lucy. And the family. What we got for you now? How about in the shower with you this morning, Kim Wilde. You keep me hanging on. There you go, indeed. Yes, Kim Wilde. And you keep me hanging on. Time to get out. Out of the shower. Thank you. Anyway, off you go to where it is you're going today. Looking out the studio windows, my lovely sunrise. And one of the advantages I have is sort of getting up at the time I do in the mornings and actually seeing the sun as it comes up. And the change in the horizon is really quite something. I've always got my camera with me. Probably got more pictures of that than anything else. Oh, I did post on Facebook yesterday a picture of my Manhattan. I enjoyed that last night. 3 minutes right now after the hour of 7 o'clock. What we got lined up for you on this Thursday morning. Dr. Computer Alex gave us a call just a little while ago saying he can't make it. He's not feeling well. I know his wife has just recently had COVID. There is a lot of this going around again. And, you know, it's up to you. You might want to start wearing your mask again. It's entirely up to you. We put our hand sanitizer back in operation here in the studio. Just got to be that little bit careful. I believe, have it on the grapevine, that there is a new vaccine coming out for the updated COVID. It's a question of who gets there first, really, isn't it? COVID or... Well, COVID does have to come first in order to do the vaccine, doesn't it? Anyway, Dr. Computer, unfortunately, can't make us make it with us this morning. But in the last hour of today's program, we're going to have Danilo Paris with us here in the studio because it's that time of the year again. Absolutely amazing. The 21st Panama Jazz Festival. So we got that to look forward to in the last hour of this morning's program.
There's a hole in my room, my possessions are gone.
Breakfast Show. It's better than coffee.
Remember that one, Daft Punk there, and Lose Yourself to Dance here on this morning's Breakfast Show, 89.3. If you are keeping an eye on the time, which you should be if you're making your way off to work this morning, 29 minutes, and that's after the hour of 7 o'clock. We're on 89.3 Cool FM. Great to be with you. It's a Thursday morning, and of course, it's summer, the sun's shining.
Escucha Cool FM 89.3 con la música más refrescante en tu radio.
Cool FM.
The first wave to Padrinos have already joined. What about yourself? Now you can make a big difference by sponsoring one or more students for an entire school year. Wave Foundation supports students in rural areas with limited access to education. With Wave's own school operating as of this month, 70 public school students from Pedasi, Guanico and Isla Cañas will benefit from an additional 90 days of English, comprehensive reading and surfing. You can get in touch with them at 64982703. The same number also applies, by the way, for donations. Buy a yappy.
Morning Radio, The Breakfast Show with Jerry D on 89.3 Cool FM from the heart of Panama City in English.
Everybody wake up in the morning. Everybody, I know. Everybody wake up in the morning. Watch X. I've got two huge sausages. I've got some turkey bacon, mushrooms, tomatoes, hash browns, and toast.
It's breakfast time.
The Breakfast Show with Jerry D.
There we go, two in a row. That last one was from the Strokes, and that was Brooklyn Bridge to Chorus. And before that one, Tracy Thorn, British singer, songwriter, best known as a member of the duo Everything But the Girl. There we go, active from 1982 to 99, and again from 2022. She was the band's Marine Girls from 1880 to 1993. It was a band I didn't hear of, I must admit. Since 2007, she's been active as a solo artist and a writer of books and essays. And there she was singing a song called Queen. Right, I tell you what, I was just looking at some other birthdays for today. This one is interesting. We started off with Sir Isaac Newton, didn't we? Born on in the year 1643. I got another Sir Isaac for you. Sir Isaac Pitman, born in the year 1813. He was an English teacher who developed the most widely used system of shorthand, known now as Pitman shorthand. And sort of staying with something fairly similar, going back a couple of years, going back to 1809, Louis Braille was born. Now, he was a French inventor of, guess what, Braille, a worldwide system used by blind and visually impaired people for reading and writing. Braille is read by passing the fingers over characters made up an arrangement of 1 to 6 embossed points. It's been adapted to almost every known language. There we go. They're two fairly similar, those two, aren't they? Oh, look, Dancing in the Dark. Who is it? It's the Boss. It's Bruce Springsteen. Time on the Breakfast Show, 11 before 8.
We'll be right back.
we go. I like that version. That's Dancing in the Dark. It's the Blaster Mix. Of course, by Bruce Springsteen. I tell you what, when we started our New Year festivities over there, we were on our friend's rooftop diner. Good morning to you, diner, if you're listening. See if I can find Simply Red for you later. We were celebrating New Year's coming in on the roof of Diner's place in Casco. And one of the things I've sort of rather got into lately, as opposed to mixes, is mashups, which I guess are mixes, but in a different sort of genre. And we started off after midnight with this one. It's called The Tiger. Yes. It's the Survivor versus Adele. Riding with the Tiger. This is what I mean by a mashup. Take two different songs and then combine them into one. I love that one. Rolling with the Tiger. Survivor versus Adele. And guess what? That has brought us to the top of the hour. It's 8 o'clock.
Escucha Cool FM 89.3 con la música más refrescante en tu radio.
Cool FM.
The Breakfast Show with Jerry D on 89.3. Cool FM, the best place to be in the mornings.
The first wave to Padrinos have already joined. What about yourself? Now, you can make a big difference by sponsoring one or more students for an entire school year. Wave Foundation supports students in rural areas with limited access to education. With Wave's own school operating as of this month, 70 public school students from Pedasi, Guanico and Isla Cañas will benefit from an additional 90 days of English, comprehensive reading and surfing. You can get in touch with them at 6498-2703. The same number also applies, by the way, for donations. Buy a yappy.
It's Morning Radio, The Breakfast Show with Jerry D on 89.3 Cool FM from the heart of Panama City in English.
Something beautiful. For you I bleed myself dry.
The Breakfast Show. It's better than coffee.
People tell me to be cautious. People tell me not to lose my self-control. People tell me to be flawless. People tell me not to let myself evolve. And I think I don't really get it. Just a peculiar game. And soon I'll wake up and I'll forget it. And everyone will know me by a different name. I want it to be stronger. I want it to be everything for you. If I could be stronger, would you believe that I could love you like you want me to? You got me from the boy you want.
Go two in a row, bringing us into this segment of this morning's program. We started off with Coldplay and Yellow, and following on there, Clean Bandit, and that was called Stronger. Time on the Breakfast Show, we're 22 minutes right now. That's after the hour of 8 o'clock.
Good morning, Panama! Good morning, Jerry. Hey, yes, how you doing? It's another day in paradise. Yep, we had some more bajareque and cleaned up the yard a wee bit yesterday. Got the guy coming over, so he is giving us a quotation on some reparations, so we are happy that we're going to get some things fixed. And the cook was outside getting her hands in the dirt. She rearranged one of our garden beds. Amazing, that cook. She can do all kinds of stuff. We have lots of plants to be moving around. I know you're not supposed to do it during dry season, but, you know, it's when we have time. You do it when you have time. And right now, I got some time, not a lot, but a little bit. So we're getting that all together. The garden's going to look great. She's been, oh, she was at it all day. Of course, she did come in then with mosquito bites everywhere. She had sprayed up, but it doesn't matter. I think they hear her coming, and they're like, okay, everybody fast until Keith, the cookie, gets here. Because once the cook is out and she's about, we're going to suck her blood dry. And that's at least what she tells me they do. So the cats have been fed. The dog's over there getting her meal. Gardener's on his way. The housekeeper's gone. We have so many people coming in and out doing stuff, getting things done, because it's time to move. I got to redo the cyclone fence over here on the side of the house. Because the trees have grown through it now to the point that it's no longer a fence. It's just a row of dead trees interlaced with fence. So I got to get that fixed. That's going to take time. And bought paint to do the roof, as the roof needs to have a UVA coating on it. So it'll UVH, what is that? UV coating, where you paint on it and then it reduces the temperature by as much as, according to the label, 15 Celsius. I'm like, that's 59 degrees. If that thing will reduce the heat that much, dang, I'm going to put a whole bucket on there. So we'll be putting that on in the next day or so, depending on the rain, which we've been getting a lot up here, rain. So I hope you get some rain back there in the city, and you guys take care of yourself. And tomorrow is that wonderful day. Yes, it is. It's Freaky Friday. Fun facts. I'm so excited. The first one of the year, so I got to pick something out really good today. All right. Till tomorrow. Back to you in the studio.
Take a walk in sunny South Kensington any day of the week. See the girl with her silk Chinese blouse on, you know she ain't no freak. The Cumberland soon down, Cromwell Roads, man, you got to spread your wings. A flip out, skip out, trip out, and to make your stand, folks, to dig me as I sing. Jean-Paul Belmondo and Mary Quant got stoned to say the least. Ginsburg, he ended up a drying, so he took a trip out east. If I'm late waiting down the gate, it's such a rouse scene, I grew a place to live. In a Portobello, I met a fella with a cane umbrella who must have used a sieve. So come balloon soon down Cromwell Roads, man, you got to spread your wings. Flip out, skip out, trip out, and to make your stand, folks, to dig me as I sing. To live in Portobello, I met a fella with a cane umbrella
there we go. Big thanks to Ingrid for checking in with us this morning. That one, Donovan, that goes back quite a while. It's called Sunny South Kensington, which is, by the way, part of London. Came off of the album. In fact, it was the last track on the second side of the album, Mellow Yellow, which was the fourth album from the Scottish singer-songwriter Donovan. And the album was released in 1967. But it wasn't released in the UK because of continuing contractual dispute that also prevented Sunshine Superman from a UK release as well. Right, time on The Breakfast Show. If you are keeping on the time, we're coming down to almost exactly 28 and a half minutes. And that is after the hour of 8 o'clock. Don't forget, joining us in on the last hour of this morning's programme, we've got, we've got Danilo coming in. Danilo Perez. Got the Jazz Festival coming up. Be talking all about that and some of the great artists that are going to be performing. Tell you what, that must be one of the best covers of Painted Black. That is that Ciara there. Lovely version. Touch me in the morning. Diana Ross.
Thank you.
Yes, Diana Ross, and touch me in the morning, and just walk away, she says. Well, as Tavares would say then, well, she's gone. Here they are. Tavares and She's Gone. Now, taking a little bit of a rummage around the internet this morning, I came across this story about a guy who fell off his boat. Yes. He was on his own as well, so he didn't have anybody to help him. A man who spent nearly 24 hours in the sea off the coast of New Zealand has been rescued after using the reflection from his watch to signal for help. The man, who has not been named, got into trouble when he fell overboard from his 40-foot boat while on a solo fishing trip on Tuesday. He said that a shark had come to have a sniff at him, at one point, but eventually left him alone, which is always rather nice. The angler was eventually rescued by a group of fishermen. Now, according to New Zealand police, he had attempted to swim to the Alderman Islands. That was about 55 kilometres off the coast. That's off the east coast of the North Island, after falling overboard, but was dragged away by the currents. Now, he endured a cold night in the ocean, too exhausted to keep swimming, police said in a statement. Now, the three fishermen who rescued the man on Wednesday afternoon set out to investigate after spotting the reflection from his watch on the water from their boat. He was taken to a nearby town of Wangamata on the Coromandel Peninsula, where he was treated for hypothermia and exhaustion. Now, the whereabouts of his boat are unknown, and efforts are being made to see if they can find it. It's an absolute miracle the fisherman is still alive after his ordeal, said the police. Without the quick reactions of the three gentlemen that retrieved him, this certainly would have had a tragic outcome. The boaties did an absolute stellar job and without a doubt saved the man's life. The police added that the man wanted to thank the fishermen, named as Mike Tyler and James, for rescuing him along with all the emergency services. What an ordeal. Gosh, and he could swim, which is something I'm not very good at. Time on The Breakfast Show. We are 90 minutes before 9 o'clock. Another piece of music, this time from Childish Gambino. And then we'll check in with Yasmin.
Thank you.
That's it. Feels like summer. Does indeed, doesn't it? That comes from Childish Gambino. Let's say good morning to Yasmin. Good morning.
Good morning. Happy Thursday.
It is. Happy Thursday. Mm-hmm. Big day today, huh?
Oh, yes.
Yes, getting rid of the sibling. Off you go. Come back when you've grown up and got some money.
Good idea.
I do wish him all the best of luck.
Thank you.
Yeah, great. So, how was yesterday for you?
Oh, good. Just getting ready with everything, yeah.
Oh, good. All right. So, just relaxed, chilled out?
Today, yes. I think everything is ready.
Oh, okay. Got his passport okay? Given him lots of money?
Yeah.
Yeah? Really? Bet he's got a smile on his face. Good morning, Ian. Oh, wonderful. We've got Danilo coming in.
Oh, yeah. You know,
that's going to be great, isn't it?
Yes, very important.
Yeah, 21st Jazz Festival, Panama Jazz Festival. They've really had a great success with it, because now it's a little bit like the IFF when it comes here, the International Film Festival. It's become a recognized event now, hasn't it?
Exactly. It's a big event.
And a lot of work. You see some of the artists they've got coming in as well. I got it up here. So then let's have a quick look. Some of the artists coming in. We've got Billy Cobham, amazing drummer. Of course, Danilo is going to be here as well. we've got Alex Blake. We've got Solinka. Have you heard of Solinka?
Yeah, from Panama.
That's right. She's going to be performing. Billy Pierce, saxophonist. And we've got Ron Savage. I think it's the Ron Savage Jazz Quartet. Now, this guy I found very interesting. I was looking at this last night. A guy called Guy Barker. Amazing trombone player. So he's coming in. And another one that took my interest is there's a guy called Gary Husband, who is a drummer, pianist, and keyboardist of international reputation. But what I did find was a track of him playing another group. Just trying to find it. Because, Level 42. He was playing with Level 42.
Ah, okay.
So, so this can be interesting. Gary Husband. There's also Pablo Fogundes and Marcos Morares. Moraes. Would you pronounce it like that?
Moraes, yeah.
Okay. We've got Global Jazz Womux and WOMXN. I think that's something that Patricia is very much involved in. And of course the Danilo Perez Foundation. Calixto Olvedo, he's going to be here as well. Gosh, they've got quite a roundup, haven't they? New Jazz Quartet with Guillermo Nodjechovich. I think I got that one wrong. Orion Lion and Afro Ritual. But the list goes on. Aphrodisiac.
Oh, yes.
And the Daughters of Jazz. That's it. I mean, that is... Oh, no, we've got another one here. Amelia Longlois, a versatile Montreal-trained musician. Gosh, they're going to have to get a lot in, aren't they? Amazing. So anyway, Danilo will be here to tell us more about that a little bit later on. That'd be fun.
Oh, yes, of course.
And so what are you going to be doing today? Making the best of it? Spending your time with Ian?
At home, yeah.
Well, but sort of, yeah. If he's still here. Yeah.
He said he wants to play volleyball before going to the airport.
You've got to admire him, isn't he? You know, he loves his volleyball.
Yes.
That's good. I'm glad he's got a good sport. Because my sport was water skiing, and I was sort of addicted to that as well. You know, find any piece of wood. Oh, I can ski on that.
Well, Now you know. It's the same feeling.
That's it. No, exactly. Exactly. And I'm really, I mean, the other day, looking out the window here over the over the bay, looking towards Ocean Reef there,
mm-hmm.
and the water was absolutely flat, like glass.
Mm-hmm.
So, I wish I had my boat and my skis, or my ski, because I used to use a monoski,
mm-hmm.
and I'd have been out there all the time. Oh, look, flat water, let's get out. It's only going to last 5 minutes. That's all right, I'll be back in four. And how are you doing with your gym?
Oh, this week we are in, the gym is closed, so.
Oh, how convenient.
Mm-hmm.
Hmm. And you're taking that seriously? You're going to keep going with that?
Yeah, I think so. Yeah, mm-hmm. Good. I like it. Yeah.
Mm, good. Yeah. Mm-hmm. Well, I made. I'm going to keep trying my rum. Mm. don't want it to go off. You know. Look, yes. Look, all the very best. He's been taking you into the airport tonight.
Mm-hmm.
And we'll say wish him the best of luck from us.
Thank you very much.
And we'll be following him on Instagram or whatever.
Mm-hmm. Sure.
All right, love.
Mm-hmm.
All right, well, have a great day.
Thank you, you too.
And here on The Breakfast Show, if you keep an eye on the time, we're 9 minutes, and that is from the hour of 9 o'clock.
Goodbye, Norma Jean. Though I never knew you at all, you had the grace to hold yourself, but those around you fall. Crawled out of the world, and they whispered into your brain, they set you on the treadmill, and they made you change your name. And it seems to me you lived your life like a candle in the wind, never knowing. That Marilyn was found in the news, and it seems to me you lived your life like a candle in the wind, never knowing who to cling to when the rain set in.
Breakfast Show with Jerry D.
Daniel is driving tonight on a plane. I can see the red tail lights and in the spin. Oh, I can see Daniel waving goodbye. God, it looks like Daniel must be the clouds in my eyes. They say Spain is pretty, though I've never been. But Daniel says it's the best place that he's ever seen. Oh, he should know he's been there enough. Lord, I miss Daniel. Oh, I miss him so much. Oh, Daniel, my brother, you are older than me. Do you still feel the pain?
Version of Daniel. Of course, we started off with Elton John himself and Candle in the Wind, and that version of Daniel, that comes, well, you probably recognize the voice, Mr. Sam Smith, off of a very good album. It's called Revamp, the Songs of Elton John, and they're all done by different artists. Worth having a look at that album if you like that kind of thing. Well, don't forget, in this last hour of this morning's program, all being well, going to have Danilo Perez with us chatting about the jazz festival. But before that, we're going to take a quick little break, and then we'll take a look at the news again. If you missed it at 8, well, we've got it for you in just a few seconds' time.
Escucha Cool FM 89.3 con la música más refrescante en tu radio.
Cool FM.
We have the best music from the 60s, the 70s, the 80s, and beyond. Join us for the latest news and great interviews. The best place to be in the mornings. The Breakfast Show with Jerry D. Cool FM 89.3.
It's morning radio, The Breakfast Show with Jerry D on 89.3 Cool FM. From the heart of Panama City in English.
Now you're gonna come down.
Of the Stone Age, believe it or not, and that's a Goodbye Yellow Brick Road, another song from Elton John recovered. Here on The Breakfast Show, if you are keeping an eye on the time, we are now, let me see, 15, yeah, just after 15 minutes after the hour of 9 o'clock. earlier on from Coldplay, but there they are again together, this time with Selena Gomez and Let Somebody Go. We are making our way to 19 and a half minutes. That's after the hour of 9 o'clock here on this morning's breakfast show. If you remember yesterday, if you can remember that far back, it's not easy for me, is it? But we did have birthdays yesterday. And one of the birthdays we had born yesterday was Robert John. And we played a track from him called Sad Eyes. And the one I said to Yasmin, the one I always remember is... Whim away. Yes, the lion sleeps tonight.
Show. It's better than coffee.
Coming after.
And there we go. Lenny Kravitz and How Long Have You Been Blind? On this program, people say, how long have you been deaf? No, I haven't been deaf. I'm fine. There we go. Bring us right in there. That is Suite for the Americas, Part 1. And that is by my guest for this morning. It's so nice to see him back. Danilo Perez, good morning to you.
Good morning, Jerry. So long.
It has
to see you.
Well, I saw you a year ago, but I mean...
Yes, I know, but it seems like years.
Oh, it does. Yeah, it does. And I tell you what, as soon as you walked, I said, oh, he's fit.
Oh yeah, I'm feeling good.
And you look good. I mean, you've definitely lost a bit of weight. You're looking
pounds.
Happy. Yeah. Now, we're going to talk about the Jazz Festival, obviously. But one thing I sort of thought to myself, I think, yeah, well, I've known Danilo for quite some time now. Because I remember when you first came in to chat with us on the radio many, many years ago. How did you get started?
Well, basically, it was an introduction from my dad.
Right.
My dad was a singer. He plays with a lot of the great groups in Panama, like the Armando Bossa,
mm-hmm,
Perfecta.
Mm-hmm,
he sang with that band.
Mm-hmm.
He also sang with Marcelino Alvarez, with the orchestra of Edgardo Quintero. My dad was an active performer.
Mm-hmm,
then
mm-hmm.
he retired. But from early on, he was also an educator. So basically, with me, he experimented using the music to teach me, to give me cohesive social inclusion,
mm-hmm,
have my
mm-hmm.
friends. Every time we were together with my friends, we were playing something.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
My dad also taught me to do mathematics with music. So music was in the house all day.
Mm-hmm.
I always say that I never had a choice. You know, my dad was, you know, and also he loved pianists. So he would say, the piano player from La Sonora Matancera, Lino Fria, I'd say, check it out how he does that. You know, Peruchin.
Mm-hmm.
Look at how he's calling, you know. And
mm-hmm.
then I played bongos. And then they gave me a little organ, of colors, like with colors.
Oh, yes, and then, I remember those.
And then I'll never forget, we got a piano that was given to us. And when we got home, only an octave was working. So we went through all that trouble to bring the piano, and only an octave worked. So a week later, I needed another piano because I was going fast.
Right.
So that's how I got in. It was sort of like in a way of a game, in a way of using it for learning my, you know, the courses like Spanish,
right?
You know, mathematics, science, geography, and play bongos. I mean, like that. It was never with the intention to become an artist or anything like that.
But how does that happen? How do you become? You know, you've gone from, like you said, starting there with all the different instruments, but then you started play. But how do you go from there to sort of like where you are now? I mean, you're now teaching at Berkeley, and that is your love, isn't it? Education.
Yeah. I think we are in constant dialogue with the universe in life, and when you pay attention to the signs, they tell you things. You know, I started to meet people. Like the first day I got a better keyboard, I transcribed Papa Luca first part. Then the week later I was learning the second part. Then in a month I knew the solo. You know, nowadays that would be like a wonder thing.
Right.
But back then my dad was just like, wow, you're going fast. And I fall in love with that process, the music, you know. And then I started to encounter mentors in my life that were, embracing me and helping me. And they started to recognize something that was unique about that.
Right, exactly.
Because I was in a normal kid at 10 years old taking classes with people that are 22, 20 years old, you know. So that's how it went. I had good mentors. I pay attention, and I went through the crisis of with my mother, because my mother said, "I want you to have a real career.
Get a proper job."
Yes, you know. So I studied electronics.
Really?
Yes. Yeah, so when I graduated from the Artis Oficio, I went to the Politecnico in the university, and in the middle of the year, I decided to quit. I had a epiphany, and you won't believe the epiphany that I had was in my back. The soundtrack of that was a remark you made from Weather Report, and the tenor solo was Wayne Shorter. Look at that.
Oh, right.
I didn't even know who was playing tenor, but I heard that music, I saw the applause, and I left. I got up and I left. So I think it's just hearing, seeing the signs.
Right.
I have good mentors.
Right.
And I had great artists coming into town, reminding people, oh my God, this is, I mean, there's no doubt, you know, like Danny Rivera, great singer, when he heard me playing, he goes, "There's no doubt, you have no choice in life." As my daughter said, "Dad, you're so lucky." I say, "Why?" Because you come in, and you saw a piano, and you just play it, and that was your passion for life.
Well, I mean, this is it. I mean, your passion sticks out a mile. I mean, I remember not this last year, the one before, and I came up after the show at Atlapa.
Yeah.
And to see you with this sort of vision, just jamming, and you've always got this great big smile on your face. And I was looking through some of the videos last night when we were coming in today, and I saw the one with Patricia, with the jazz band Woman X, and you were there, right next to the keyboard.
Yeah,
I was amazed. You never touched it.
Yeah, no.
No, you said
no. I just love music. I think we all love music.
Oh yeah,
and you know the when we connect in deep ways. It's so therapeutic. I mean, I have seen the effect of being away from music.
Mm-hmm.
You know how it changed my personality, actually.
Right.
I could be a lot mood, you know, very moody, very kind of like not wanting to talk to people.
Mm-hmm.
Music brings this thing you see, the smile, the fun part. It really does. I think I would be totally different without music in terms of personality.
Well, no, for me, it's like, we had a break between Christmas and New Year. We didn't put a program out. But by the time the new year came, I was itching to get back and play the music and listen. And Yeah, it is a bug. I mean, I've always loved music, but I can't sing and I can't play anything.
You can. You just like, haven't encountered
it. Well, the triangle is my best.
Well, that's good enough.
But when I play the triangle, everybody comes for lunch. Anyway, Danilo, look, let's listen, because, you know, this is all common. This is now the 21st Panama Jazz Festival. Have you got it right yet? I mean, you're 21 years, you've been back.
No, you can't. You see, for me, you know, Jerry, now that you said that, I'm thinking about what life is,
mm-hmm.
what means to be alive, means mm-hmm. work in progress.
Mm-hmm. But tell me.
Yeah, work in progress, you know what I mean?
Yeah, no, absolutely.
We never really get to all the things we want to do, but at least we should try.
Mm-hmm. Somebody said to me the other day, oh, don't you ever get old? And I said, well, mentally, no, I'm still 12.
Yeah, you know, exactly. I mean, yeah.
Now, listen, you were talking about artists. You've got a fantastic lineup for this year, really.
Yeah.
How do you get all this put together?
Well, basically, it was access, you know, talking to Billy Coleman. Patricia mm-hmm. has mm-hmm. a lot to do with this. The support we had from Banco Nacional too.
Mm-hmm.
All of these people that came together, the collective. But in reality was Mr. Billy Coleman. We asked him,
mm-hmm.
you know, it's time for us to honor you. This mm-hmm. Panama needs mm-hmm. to know the wealth of contributions that you have made
mm-hmm.
and the importance of identity and all that it is. This is history, and mm-hmm. Panama is a part mm-hmm. of that history. It's like jazz, the beginning,
sure.
the relevant art form, and mm-hmm. we as Panamanians are a part of that. That's just so important to be recognized and to mm-hmm. document that. So, you know, honoring Billy Coleman. So I say, sure. okay, but I would like to do it in this way. And he said, okay, these are the projects that I'd like to do.
Mm-hmm.
And it was his idea.
Well,
to do the project Spectrum, the record mm-hmm. he did.
Oh, right,
he wanted to do Big Band, and he wanted to do a collaboration with me and Alex Blake.
Brilliant.
So I said, mm-hmm. okay, well, we're going to have Patricia put it all together, and mm-hmm. here we are.
Well, I'll tell you what, we've got a bit in the background there of Billy Cobham with the drum solo. There we go, a nice solo from Billy Cobham there. Now followed on, this is another artist that's going to be playing, Alex Blake. Tell us a little bit about Alex.
Alex is another Panamanian also,
mm-hmm, mm-hmm.
who we dedicated festival to the Blake family. He was very important as a bass mm-hmm, contributed mm-hmm. in groups like Stan Getz,
oh, wow.
Mm-hmm, yes, mm-hmm. Randy Weston for many years. And he played with the who lists of jazz. He's,
mm-hmm,
he's,
mm-hmm.
he's one of the our top musicians, and we're excited to play together. He's developed a very unique way to connect the yembre, you know, the North African
mm-hmm,
type
mm-hmm.
of bass. Mm-hmm. He developed his own style. He's an innovator with the bass. So I'm looking forward to our collaboration.
Oh, that'd be great.
Yeah.
And another one we got Solinka. Come in, that's another great Panamanian.
Yes, Solinka, you know, the queen.
Mm-hmm.
Solinka is part of that tradition of great vocalists in Panama who sang popular songs and were able to go any direction because they grew up in the collage and the mix. They were singing bolero, and then they went to a dance song, and then they went to a rumba, and then they went to a standard of jazz, and they could sing tango, and they could sing that. That she's like a representative of that tradition, of the great Violetta Greens, Barbara Wilson. She's very connected to that.
Oh, Barbara Wilson, there's a lady I remember
Barbara Wilson was the, for me, it was very special, very special.
All right, well, I'll tell you what, here is a little bit. We've got some Salinka here. Soy Sonera. That is Salinka there and Soy Sonera. And don't forget, you will be able to see Salinka at the festival. I mean, that's a nice surprise.
Yes, with a group, with a big band of women.
Wow.
And there's a young trumpet player from Santo Domingo coming. She's actually originally from Venezuela. She's going to be here with us. I'm not going to spoil the surprise, but I definitely recommend you all come to see this. Actually, do not miss any of these shows, because you're going to be hearing about it. They're all going to be unique, because in the gala night we also have another group led by Ron Savage, a great drummer and an invited guest, tenor player Billy Pierce. He was the tenor player for Tony Williams and Art Blakey, the famous Art Blakey. So you shouldn't miss that. Really hear some jazz that night. You're going to hear it.
I tell you what, we've even got a piece for you from Billy Pierce.
So funny.
And I tell you what, he's playing there with Kevin Eubanks.
On the
guitar.
The Tonight Show, remember? He used to play at the Tonight Show.
But what a lovely combination this track has. And this is this is called My One and Only Love.
Yeah.
Great.
Do it. That's it.
But you know, this is the type of music that I sort of imagine myself being in, this sort of dark club with the red tablecloths, with a candle in the middle and a drink. And there should be smoke, but there isn't smoke these days. You know, you always imagine these places with lots of smoke.
Well, you're going to have cloud.
That's it.
We probably don't need more smoke than the stuff we do to the earth.
So this is, it's a tremendous, tremendous. So we've got Billy Pierce, and you mentioned Ron Savage.
Ron Savage, great drummer also. You shouldn't miss this. It's this special hardcore. It's going to be swinging. I mean, the idea of groove, the essence of jazz. You know, many people have been asking me also to hear some of this music, and they're going to get it this year. You know, Billy in different forms, but don't forget, here is an innovator. He is an innovator. You can ask any rock and roll drummer, fusion, any jazz drummer, and you can ask them the list of who influenced them, and they all going to mention Billy Cobham. Billy Cobham is a master monster drummer.
Oh, yeah, no. I was watching him yesterday. It's when you see him doing those solos like that, I think one about 8-9 minutes long.
Yeah. No, it's incredible. He's being able to contextualize the drums in a different concert, you know.
And another one which sort of impressed me is Gary Husband.
Yeah.
Now he's a multi. I was looking at one track where
he
just had this keyboard, and he was doing all sorts of things just with the keyboard.
He's incredible. Do not miss this man. He's from England.
Well, that's,
and he was
that's
very
good.
Close
he's
with
very, very good.
With
yes.
Chick Corea too. He's a good friend of Chick Corea too.
Mm-hmm. And I tell you what, the one thing that surprised me, and I'm just going to play a little bit of this for our listeners, because this is Gary, and believe it or not, he's playing with Level 42 on the drums.
Why do I always find it hard just to get along? Try my best for nothing. Ooh. Every little thing I do is wrong. I feel it in my brain, driving me insane. Round and round, that same old tune.
I mean, the drumming on there is insane, isn't it?
Yeah.
Brilliant.
Yeah.
Absolutely brilliant.
We also have a trumpet player coming up too,
mm-hmm.
Rodriguez. He's
oh,
one
okay.
of the top,
yeah,
one
yeah,
of the
yeah.
top young
mm-hmm.
trumpet players to play with Chick Corea and all, many people.
Mm-hmm.
Many, many people. The Mingus Orchestra too.
I mean, you know, because as we mentioned earlier, I mean, one of the big things, I guess the big thing for you really is your education with the
yes.
foundation and everything like that. What's your advice to young people that are looking at starting? I mean, Yasmin's son now is playing the saxophone. And I say, you know, is he keeping at it? Is it? Because to me personally, I mean, the saxophone for me is one of the sexiest instruments out there. You know, it's really, really big, because there are so many of them anyway. What's your advice to young people thinking, oh, you know, this sounds interesting. You know, you tell how you got started, but how can they get started?
Yeah, if you love the music, just develop that connection and practice.
Mm-hmm.
You know, try to learn the values. I mean, see, with music for me is to try and connect to the values.
Mm-hmm.
Music teaches discipline.
Mm-hmm.
So
mm-hmm.
learn the discipline, because you can't really play something well unless you practice.
Mm-hmm.
Learn the value of connectivity. You know, if you play music, try to play with people and
mm-hmm.
feel what it feels
mm-hmm.
to be a friend, to be mm-hmm. a contributor, to build empathy, to work with each other, to get in trouble with the groove and then kind of fix it.
Mm-hmm, mm-hmm.
Try to feel that, because music makes it real. It's real. And then the other stuff about it that I think is very important is that it's commitment.
Right.
Consistency
mm-hmm,
and
mm-hmm.
commitment.
Mm-hmm.
To be consistent, you can't expect to play a piece of music if you're not consistent with it. So there's so many values that you learn about it. And it helps us to keep our ego in check.
Mm-hmm.
Because the more you learn, the more you want to learn.
Mm-hmm. mm-hmm.
And the more you want to learn, the more you learn that you don't know what you thought you
mm-hmm.
knew.
Mm-hmm. and tell me, with your level of playing now and your skill, do you still practice?
I don't have the time as I used to. That's
mm-hmm.
why when I was
mm-hmm.
young, I have a lot more time. But I crave practice, and I try to build a space to practice it,
mm-hmm.
you know. I really, sometimes I don't have that luxury, but when I do, you're not going to find me. I'm going to be in a room just
mm-hmm.
chatting.
Mm-hmm.
You know, like right now, Billy sent me some stuff. I try and figure out what that is. You know, so this is like a puzzle, but I like it. It's like being in a private investigator kind of career.
Right, right.
You try and figure out what does that mean? Where is the beginning of the form? Where is letter B? What's happening here?
Mm-hmm.
Where are we going from this? Why are we doing this? You know, like all these questions. I think music is good to keep reminding us that
mm-hmm.
the best question to ask in life is why.
Tell me, there's all, you know, you've got to the level where you play with some of the greatest musicians. Is there a musician that you haven't played with but you'd like to?
There were people that I actually came across playing very close. One of them was Elvin Jones.
Mm-hmm.
It didn't happen. He called me 3 times to play with him, but it didn't happen. I couldn't get off of what I was doing.
Mm-hmm.
The other one that invited me to play, but he got sick immediately after, was the great Sonny Rollins.
Oh,
those two people
mm-hmm.
I would have died to play with.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, there's a lot other young players that we are going to be playing together. And you know, there's so many people I would have liked to perform. Hopefully I get to play with some of them.
Mm-hmm. And what about the other way around? People that come to you and want to play with you?
Well, that's what the form that came out, you know, with the Gray Alvin and Sonny was backwards. You know, I met Sonny after a show in a Symphony Hall, and I said, I was in line, and I said, "Maestro," he said, "What's your name?" I said, "Danilo Perez." And my wife say, and he goes, "Ooh, who?" I said, "Danilo Perez." And my wife said, "Danilo Perez." And he goes, "Danilo Perez, to be honest, with Wayne Shorter." I said, "Yes." He said, "Oh, man, where are you sliding?" He told me that. Well, I'm sliding. He said, "You know, I love your playing. I hope we can play together before I die." That's what he said.
Well,
and it went right to my heart, and that was enough just to hear Sonny Rollins say that. A lot of people everywhere in the world, like I just went to Austria and performed with a group of musicians that I see that they are completely committed to the sound we developed with the Wayne Shorter Quartet. And they say, you know, probably for you, you understand that the Miles Davis Quintet, what it was for you. Well, for me, it's the Wayne Shorter Quartet.
Mm-hmm.
So when I play with Dan Jerry, I didn't have to rehearse anything. I just play. And it was like playing with people who understood my world. And we played together. The drummer loved Brian Blade. And the bass player loved John Patitucci. So we were like, I couldn't believe it. I started laughing. Because they were like, oh my God, they know exactly how to do this. So I realized that when we pay attention to the craft and the and the meaning of what we do, it touches somebody somewhere in the world. And you know, I got a video from a young woman from Colombia say, "Maestro, I play with you every day. Thank you very much." And she sent me the video. Playing my music, and she's playing the drums, and she's killing it. And I've said, and she goes, "I hope I can play with you one day in my life." I couldn't believe how good it was. I was like, "Wow!" So that's it. That's what music
does. Another one that has come through you and has been here a couple of times. Saw the other year, and that's Jay Kayser. Yaz, isn't it? Yaz, and the drummer.
Who's it? Oh, Jazz, yeah. You know where Jazz is? I just sent her a recommendation letter for the visa. She's going out on tour with, I think, Lenny Kravitz.
I was going to say, because the thing is, there's a brilliant video on YouTube, because Lenny Kravitz flew her over to Paris to do a video. The song is called Low.
Yeah.
And they've actually got the two of them playing together on this track. Absolutely brilliant.
Yeah, I'm proud of that. She was my student.
Exactly.
Man, Jerry, a lot of my students are like, you know, I have one student who won a genius grant. I have another student who won a piano competition. I have, you know, a student who is really famous. One of them co-wrote the music for the big show Hamilton.
Oh, right. Yeah, okay. Yeah,
you know,
yeah.
Alex. And like that. Oh my, you know, I have a lot of students. Everywhere I go, I sometimes say, "Maestro, thank you." You know, it's been a lot of years, more than 20 years teaching, you know, 25 years, I would say. Since 1995. Oh my God. It might be 30 now. You keep going.
I know the feeling. What year is it?
Yeah.
Anyway, look, Danilo, we've come here. We've got so much to talk about. But also what we're going to do is we're going to put all the information about the concerts. It starts on the 15th of January.
Exactly.
And going through to the 18th.
To the 20th. Yeah.
We're going to put all that information on our website. Yasmin's going to do it, also social media. And what we're going to do is, as we go closer and through it, we're going to tell everybody what's on each day.
Yeah.
So, all right, because just to sit here and talk about who's playing, well, when we got you in the studio, I mean, there's so much we can talk about with you.
Absolutely.
And I always love to hear, and the thing that impresses me about you, Danilo, is you're an absolute gentleman. The way you treat people, the way you talk to them, and you're certainly very down to earth, and it's always an honor and a pleasure to have you when you can make it on the show.
Thank you. It's always great to be here, and we're always talking about real stuff that is important to me. And I just want to invite everybody, Jerry, and to keep supporting jazz more than ever. We need to support this music. This is the ultimate experience of life, of living during this life. Mm-hmm. You know, this kind of music is creative expression. It's about imagination, sure, it's about creativity, mm-hmm. and it's about connecting us as human beings. And we need more than ever.
Don't
this
we
is
just,
so clean. You know, right? We don't need more of the other stuff. We need this kind of, mm-hmm. you know, awakenings.
Sure.
Awakening, the conscious awakening.
And the other thing to do is just be nice.
Exactly.
Just be nice.
Exactly.
You know, smiles don't cost anything and they make a big difference. Danilo, as always, thank you so much. I'm going to look forward to seeing you during the concerts and everything like that. So Danilo Perez with us here on this morning's Breakfast Show. And that's it. It's time for me to wrap up. And so again, big thank you to Danilo. For Ingrid checking in with us this morning as well from Elvive for Everyday Story of Country Folk. Sadly, Alex couldn't make it today. He's got a bit of a cold or whatever it is, but get well soon. Thanks to Yasmin here in the Breakfast Show studio doing our production and our social media, etc., etc. And the boys and girls at Grupo Grado keep us up and running. Our co-producer, Neil Danby, he's with us here in Panama. Going to have lunch with him today. So a big thanks to Neil, boys and girls, Grupo Grado, and of course, as always, to you, our listeners, advertisers, and sponsors. Thank you so very much for being with us here on The Breakfast Show. I'll be back with you tomorrow, Friday, at 7 o'clock. And as I always say, whatever it is you're doing between now and then, do it carefully. I want to be talking to you tomorrow, not talking about you. From me, Jerry D. Till then, ta-da. You have been listening to The Breakfast Show, a Panama Broadcasting Corporation and Cool FM production. Presented by Jerry D, produced by Yasmin Quiroz, co-producer Neil Danby.